Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Excellent, I love that. That's one of my favourite parts. Morning! As I was saying at the start there, I work in IT. So I'm sorry, this presentation is going to have a bit of IT stuff in it. What else am I going to focus on? I live it, I love it, and every day I spend a lot of time on the internet. That shouldn't come as a surprise to many of you. I wake up and my laptop is beside my bed, and the first thing I do is put the laptop on my chest and go on the internet for 20 minutes before I do anything else. I then get on the train to go to work, which has Wi-Fi, so I go on the internet. I then get into work, where I work on the internet things. I then take lunch, where I pull out my phone and go on the internet, go back to more work, more internet, come home on the train, more internet, and then finally I can come home and relax on the internet. So I think it's fair to say that I'm rather connected. I have a lot of access to news and to events and things that are happening, access to friends on the other side of the world, and many different things that the internet gives us. And all of us live in a connected world. I think it's impossible that anyone today managed to get here without using some form of a connection. If you drove here in a car, I'm pretty sure it has some form of electrical connection in it. If you hit your alarm clock, it has wires in it, it's got a connection. If you use your electric shower and have a nice hot shower, electric, it's got connections in it. So it might become a surprise, but today I'm going to tell you all to get connected. That's a bit of a counter thing, okay? But I'm going to focus on cables, because I've been saying a lot of this. So we're going to start off with a game. This is Cable or Fable. I have made up some cable names. There are some real names, there are some fake names. And don't cheat, don't look around for somebody who you think is all technology and will know these answers. Just answer yourself. No need for any technical knowledge in this. I just want you to answer whether you think it's real or fake. Okay? So we'll start off with a relatively easy one. HDMI. Hands up if you think that's a real cable. Okay, hands down. And hands up if you think it's fake. Good, good. HDMI is real. Okay, and there's the little pinout diagram. Looks like somebody's tea. It's great, isn't it? Okay, so do you get the idea? Good. XLR. Hands up if you think it's a real cable. Okay, hands down. Hands up if you think it's a fake cable. Okay, it is in fact real, and I'm surrounded by them right now. It's these things, microphone cables. There's little 3 points in them. Okay, next one. RS-1415. Real cable, hands up. Okay, hands down. Fake cable, hands up. Ah, you spotted me, right? That's a fake cable. Okay, next one. S-video. Okay, hands up if you think it's a real cable. That's a bit more unsure, but oh, they're getting more confident now. Okay, hands down. Hands up for fake. Okay, just a couple. It is indeed real. I like this one's diagram because it looks like a robot with four eyes. DVID. Okay, not just a nickname for my dad because he's called David. Do you think it's a cable or do you think I made it up? Hands up for real. Oh, not very many at all. Hands up for fake. It's real. It's real. This is a cable for connecting a computer to a screen. And it looks like that. It's very complicated. Okay. PQS. PQS cables. Hands up if you think that's a real cable. Okay. Hands up if you think it's fake. You're of course correct. It is a fake cable. SCARP. A SCARP cable. Hands up if you think it's real. Okay. Hands down. And hands up if you think it's fake. I am so glad that worked. I have just convinced the congregation that they have been mispronouncing SCART cable for many years. SCART cable is not a cable. One more. There we go. BS-1363. Hands up if you think it's a real cable. Hands down. And hands up if you think it's fake. You are going to kick yourselves. This is a real cable. And you all know it, I guarantee you all know it, because that is the code for the British Standard 3-prong plug. So you all know a BS-1363, okay? All those cables share something in common. They all do two things, one of two things, or both. They all share information and power. If you connect a computer to a screen, it shares information, it shows up on the screen. connect your phone to your computer, share information. You can put movies on it, you can put music on it, you can put whatever you want on it. But it also charges it, transfers power. That is also true of our connection with God. We also transfer information and power from Him. And how do we do that? Through prayer and through reading the Bible. Okay? So I'm going to talk a wee bit and show a few verses on how this information and power gets transferred. So, to one there is given, through the Spirit, a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. You might recognize that as part of the fruits of the Spirit passage. Okay? So wisdom and knowledge, two different things. Difference between knowing something and knowing how to apply it. But we get it through the Bible, through the Scriptures. We have this book that is thousands of years old, and we don't just read stories from it for the crack. We read it because it's still relevant to us today. We can make a connection from right here, right now, in Dollingstown, the year 2016, all the way back thousands upon thousands of years to those days when the Bible was actually written. And it's still relevant. That's wonderful. And not many books have that information, that power, but it's still relevant to us. God's knowledge and wisdom is written down for us to absorb, apply. Wise, because we can take something that might seem a bit odd. Not many of us work in vineyards and with grapes nowadays, but we can still take the metaphor of growing fruit and pruning branches and apply it to our lives today. That's wisdom. We are given that through the Spirit. The Spirit allows us to connect with God on that level. We can read the Bible and connect with Him. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. This bit has two separate bits. It says at the start, again, talking of the Spirit. The Spirit allows us to connect to God. But it's not of fear. The Holy Spirit will never give you fear. If you feel scared of anything, I'm feeling scared right now because there are a lot of people looking at me. But that feeling is not from God. He does not want me to be scared. Fear is a human thing, very human thing. God instead wants us to have power and love and self-control. When we say power, we don't mean Jeremy Clarkson go, power! That's not the power we mean. We mean godly power, the power to overcome the challenges of this world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He wants us to go out there and be for Him. And He gives us the power to do that. If we focus on God and really connect with Him, we can go out there and be a beacon for Him. And through the fruits of the Spirit, we can shine for Him and shine this love and self-control and show that you're slightly different, that you have the power of God on your side. I think it's summed up very nicely in this verse. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who has called us by His own glory and goodness. I think that sums it up nicely. Through the knowledge of Him and through the power that He's given us, we have the power in this life to go out and live it for Him. That's quite special. Take a wee drink. Okay, moving on. We have a number of connections. It's not just between us and God. The Holy Spirit allows us to have a connection between ourselves and through God. And that is one of the core ones. Okay, so right in the middle, there's us and God. And as we've said, we do that through prayer and through reading the Bible. Through connecting with God like that, we can focus and get information and power from Him. But we don't just connect with God. We connect with a lot of other things in life. Okay. Just as the Bible reading was saying, that they prune the branches to bear more fruit, we can connect too and bear more fruit through God. Okay? So I'm going to take you through four other things, four other connections that we have that are rooted in God. Our family. Our family is one of the closest connections as well, and it's also a very spiritual connection. I said that Mum and Dad brought me to Sunday school. Mildred had really brought me into Sunday school, but Mum and Dad brought me to church in the first place. That connection was started by them. They connected me to that. Our family is a very, very close thing. And I don't just mean biological. It can be your church family as well. They can have a real close bondness. You can share anything with them. You can share your problems, and you know that they will respond. And they are responding through God, too. We're connected. We're connected to them, too. Our friends. I think this is great, especially in this church, that there's so many groups and things. We have our home group. We have Alpha, we have prayer groups, we have friendship groups, we have so many things, so many opportunities to grow in friendship and live for God, not just on a Sunday, but during the week. I think we'll all agree that, I'm speaking for my own home group here, that we are a rather diverse group of people, and that we probably normally would not have come together in a friendship group in that way, but we have, and it's great. And we're connecting on Wednesday nights for God, and we're sharing our lives with each other through Him. We're experiencing our problems, living life through God, through each other. The church, another connection that we have. And every Sunday, we can come here and have a connection with God again, and with each other, and with our friends, and with our family. Do you see where this is going? The connection in church is wonderful because we share so much of our lives here. We have baptisms here. We have weddings here. We have funerals here. We share communion here. There is no better place that we connect with each other and with God. This place is a holy place that we can come through all these other connections, through connections with family and with friends, and just rejoice in the week for it. We can come here and really focus on all those connections we've had during the week, all the things that we've done, and just sum them up for God. And lastly, the world. We connect out to the world. It's impossible for us to just barricade ourselves in the church and just say, right, that's enough, right, we're all here now, we're living here now. We can reach out into the world. And we can reach out to the world through other churches. I know through Red Door at the moment, we are discussing how other churches put on their youth programs. So we're connecting with churches in Belfast, Emmanuel in Lurgan, the Logic Cafe in Moira. These are all different connections, and they are in the world. They're shared in the world, and we're really, really privileged to be able to connect out to these people. Last week, we had Bible translators in, making a new connection for God. Through all these other things, they have chosen to go to the other side of the world and translate a Bible into a different language, a language that means that people can, for the first time, have their connection with God. And that all is rooted in this one connection, this personal connection of God. And that comes with benefits and with problems. So I'm going to sum up through a bit of Paul. Okay. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Okay, so we start off with Paul himself saying that personal connection. He's saying, connect to God, pray, and watch for his works in your life, and be thankful for them when you see them. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our own message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Here, Paul, you can say he would be a minister role. He's telling these people about God and telling them to go out and proclaim the name of God. Yet he's asking for prayer too. This is the connection of a church family, of church and friends and interpersonal relationship. He is asking for prayer too, so that they may go out and pray and proclaim the mystery of Christ. I love that little word, mystery of Christ. It's a lovely way of saying it. But Paul points out here, he's in chains for this. The world has said, no, I don't like that. You are going to be locked up for this. But he's connecting to people who aren't, who can go out and connect with others. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Again, connecting out to the world, proclaiming clearly the power of God. He talks about outsiders here and to be wary of the way they're acting towards it, because there are people who would put you in chains. Now, it's not that extreme nowadays, and people won't put you in chains for saying that you love Jesus, but making the most of every opportunity is still relevant to us today. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Just wrapping up that evangelical talk there, and how the conversation will be flowing through the information and power that God has given us. So we have all these connections, and as I said, they're rooted in God. And that could give a little bit of a problem, because they're each dependent on this one central connection. And what's wrong with that? Our connection to God can get lost. It's just life. There are so many things, so many other connections in this world, so many other things that fill our lives, so many people that come in, I have work deadlines, I have things to do, I have to pick the kids up from school, and then there's that other thing tomorrow night, I can't focus anymore, okay? I still have to go to church on Sunday, but I can't do that anymore, no, I've got that other thing I have to do. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. My other connection, what was I talking about? I can't remember anymore. What's happening? Where is that connection with God? I can't hear myself think. It's so quiet right, and the world is so loud. I have all these other connections, and I can't hear myself think. I think this try time is going to continue. We can get lost in these world connections. We can get lost in all these other connections that we have. Can you manually click me onto the next slide? Because I think the audio is still playing. Maybe not. This is why I should have trimmed that 1 minute and 30 second clip that I had on there. Nothing else will eat up a little bit of time for me. That's good. These connections are all flooding in and blocking our original connection with God. It's very quiet. There we go. Our connection is very, very quiet to God. It can get lost in this loud, loud world. He is the person whispering the good news in our ear when the rest of the world is shouting these other things at us. And this leads us to what those connections provide. Not always, but sometimes. Misinformation and lost power. What do I mean by misinformation? Well, if God gives us the true, how he wants us to act, these other connections can sometimes give us what God doesn't want us to do. Through his wisdom and through the scriptures, we know when we've done something wrong. You know when you've done something that displeases God. That's just something you know. You know, I've done that wrong. I shouldn't really have done that. But what if there's someone else saying, oh, that's all right. It's fine. He doesn't care. It's fine. If you focus more on these other connections, these things that are telling you the wrong information, you can get misled. And that only happens when we disconnect from God, when we forget about that connection. The other connections become more important in our lives, and the connection to God gets broken away. And we lose that power. We lose the power that he promised us. We can't go out and proclaim anymore, but fear might overcome us. We can still go out, but fear might overcome us. We become more human, less focused. We don't have the abilities that he's giving us if we truly disconnect. How can we solve that? How can we make a connection that's really quiet become really loud? This is why I always wore a cardigan. What if we made the connection physical? What if you could plug yourself in and plug yourself into God and know that this is God in your life? Would you act the same way? Would you tell that lie if you felt the cable running against your hand? What if there was somebody who had not done their assignment for 3 weeks in work and you're getting so angry and you're really going to learn and you realize that you're clenching your fist around the cable, around the connection that's giving you the information to say, don't do that. Would you act the same way? Would you realize if it disconnected? That misinformation and lost power comes into this scenario immediately because we're no longer connected to him and we don't have that information. We don't know what's right and wrong anymore. And we lose our power. And in fact, fear comes back into it because now we fear this. Now we go, but I did something wrong. He's going to be angry at me. He's not going to want me back. Why would he take me back? Oh, I've done something terribly wrong. There's no way I can be forgiven. But that is not God. That is not the Spirit. That is not the fear. Is not God. God would love for you to pick up this connection again. He wants us to plug ourselves back in and reconnect. You won't be met with shame. You won't be met with anger or fear or anything like that. You'll be met with rejoicing because God will welcome you back with open arms and say, thank you for reconnecting with me. This is what I want for you. These are my plans for you. Go out and be a messenger for me. That is the power of this connection. And unfortunately, it's not like this. You can't just plug yourself in. You can't just go, okay, I want to go into God today. There we go, right? be a lot easier to spot other Christians because they'd have this table wearing right behind them. But if only it were that easy. It's not that easy. We come back again to these connections. Because don't forget, every time we disconnect from this, these other connections are impacted. Will you really help your friends as much if you're not connected to God and they come to you with their problems? Will you really, your heart really be in it to go onto the other side of the world and translate a Bible if you're not connected to God at the center? We need to remember to keep this connection and to stay connected. Because each one of these connections is wonderful and beautiful, but it all comes down to one. It all comes down to the connection between you and God. There's a movement happening at the moment, and it's called centering yourself. They say that you're supposed to close your eyes, focus on your heartbeat, focus on your breathing, think of what you want to get done, and center yourself so that you can achieve that. That's quite a nice sentiment, but I think it's wrong. Because we ourselves are a source of misinformation. We can tell ourselves the wrong thing. So we shouldn't be centering ourselves on ourselves. We should be centering ourselves on God. Maybe this week in a time of trouble or just every day, we should just take a moment. And why don't we do it right now? Close our eyes. Focus on ourselves. Focus on our breathing. Ask God, what do you want me to do? How can I become more connected to you and go out into this world to make more connections for you? He has given this opportunity to us to get connected to him, and the Spirit is always there. You are always capable. This connector is always on you because it is the Holy Spirit, and it is always with us. So this week, whenever you're in a bit of trouble, or whenever you feel a bit stressed, or whenever you've just woken up on the wrong side of the bed, or even if everything's going great, remember to get connected.